Dumelang. Welcome back to Precious Conversations, where we have tough, truthful, and transparent conversations that bring us closer to the feet of Jesus. What an intro. What a long intro, but nonetheless, we are here. So today's topic is about love, and love in the sense of dating, njalo. Because, let's be transparent, like the streets are actually streeting. Like, yo, zintozam zom jolo ziyak. See ya, yo, guys. I don't know if I said that right, but ziyakana mashem. Yeah, dilozam zom jolo diakana, dikana ime toata, dikana ime. And I had a conversation with God that made me realize exactly why, or what could be one of the reasons why my issues with dating are issues. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's get into those conversations. So the conversations that I bring out here are conversations that I have with God, with the Holy Spirit. I just be sitting down either by my bedside or in the car, and we're just talking. We're just talking and unraveling everything. And today this video is planned in the sense that I know what I want to talk about, but I don't know the arrangement of everything. So we're just going to have a chat as if I'm making a voice note to you guys, and let's just unravel everything. So, full transparency. I honestly share this not because I am condoning this. I share this because I want it to be a lesson, especially to my little sisters. So, as if you regard yourself as my little sister, or I regard you as a little sister, please be mindful of this, that I'm not condoning this. I am just sharing it and as a lesson that you may hopefully not have to walk through what I walked through. Okay? And I'm also not saying this to shame the person that was involved as well. It's just to share my experience on my side of the story and take accountability for where I have went wrong as well. So, yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into the video. Okay, so I dated somebody for 3 years. My relationships have been for like three years. I don't know. Maybe after the 3 year mark, I'm just like, no, this is where things end now. Okay. So my very first relationship was, I was in like form one. Yeah, I was beginning form one. Form one to form three. Beginning of form four, no. We're done now, because again, that relationship was also bad. Like, it was on and off, a lot of cheating from both sides, and it was a mess. And then we broke up. I came to Canada, and then 2017, I believe, I met somebody, and then we started dating 2018, and we broke up 2021. And yeah, so that was also about 2021. Yeah, about 3 years. And then met somebody else shortly after, and it was in a period where I was like, personally, I'll grieve you in the relationship. I don't know if this person knows, but yeah, I'll grieve you in the relationship. I'll fight for the relationship with everything that I have, and then when I feel like I've done the fighting that I could, I grieve my exit. So I grieve, and then I exit, and then I'm done. So by the time we actually broke up, I was so relieved. I was like, okay, you know what? We've been fighting to make this work, and it's not working. Though I feel like the things that we struggled with could have been fixed. Not easily, but they could have. Like, we didn't break up because, you know, like, it's issues that could have been worked out, really. Because we had a conversation with the person. We're still cool people. We've had conversations after, and we realized our faults and, you know, what could have worked, what couldn't have worked, and that's that. So yeah, so by the time we broke up, I was now working on myself, and that's when I started having a stronger relationship with God. That's when I started enjoying reading the Bible more. That's when I started like really learning how to speak to God and just present myself truthfully to God, because what I used to do was just put a facade that, okay, I'm this person, these are my values, these are my boundaries, but then I don't respect them. And then I fear God to the point where I don't feel worthy to speak to Him. I don't feel worthy to pray. I don't feel worthy to go to church. But what He wants from us is that when you fall, you go to Him and He works through you. He works, yeah, He works it out with you. For me, I ran from God a lot, but 2021, He was now getting to hold my hand and say, okay, I want to do this with you. And I was also learning that, okay, this is the love of God. He wants to be with me. He wants to communicate with me. So over the years, I've been learning to have conversations with God of, okay, this is where I'm at. So 2021, around August, I meet somebody else, and it was good vibes, good chemistry, and I don't want to say I fell in love, but I felt at home with this person, which is something that I've longed for a while. So when I felt at home with this person, I was like, okay, this is my person. Only to find out that there was an existing person during that time as well. So I questioned that, and I was told, okay, this person is on their way out. So, you know, Parliament tla go promote tla nna mo president very soon. That didn't happen. So I tried to exit. And then it just became an on and off thing where I exit, he comes back, he exits, I come back, and there's people. Hey. It was a very bad cycle of me existing while there was other people, and him existing while there was other people. It was just a whole mess, man. It was just a whole mess. So I've learned a lot from that experience. It was a very painful experience. Still is, to be honest, still recovering from it. You're probably looking at me like, girl, 3 years and you're still recovering from it. Because I don't think, if I have to be fully transparent, I don't think, in as much as it was the most toxic environment I have ever been, it was also the place where I felt like I've never loved somebody in a manner like this. Like, when you and I've felt pain, things have happened to me, but with this person is like, when things were happening, I've never felt that much pain in my life. That much pain where you, like, breathing hurts, there's anxiety, there's panic attacks, like breathing actually hurts when there's like something happening. So I thought it was because, like, I don't think I've ever loved somebody to this level, to this amount. So yeah, now I want to talk about that love. Like, was it really love? Is it really love? Or was it just lust? Or was it just like affection in the moment, whatever? How do you know you're being loved, and how do you love somebody? So yeah, that is my full transparency. So let's now get into the biblical applications of how to really date the right way, so that, you know, what is the lesson that I got from this? It's kind of sad, but also not sad, because, like, the Bible doesn't really show us more of, like, dating relationship, because jiggy, Jacob is walking down the street, he sees a girl, kisses the girl on the first time you're kissing this person, and then you cry, you're weeping because you kissed this person. Was that kiss not really that good? Kissing this person, and then you're marrying this person 7 years later because you got deceived, because you were a deceiver. That's the dating we get in the Bible. But then there's more to that beyond just the dating. It's really of, okay, how does God love us, and how can I show that love to somebody else? So that could be in dating, that could be in friendship, that could be in relationship with your family. How God loves us is a blueprint of how we ought to love as well. And I feel like when we love the way that God loves, that love is very much fruitful and is healthy. And when we learn to love the way that God loves, we learn how to love ourselves as well. So then we can love people in the manner that we love ourselves. Because Are you really loving yourself if you can't love somebody properly? The amount of love that you're giving to somebody, clearly that's the way that you love somebody is probably the way that you're loving yourself as well. So let's get into it. To me, God, first thing first about dating, God is love, right? And I feel like out of the abundance of the love that he couldn't contain it, and so he let it flow. And that's the thing why we yearn to love so much, is because when you have the love of God within you, you just want to, you know, when you get to a point where you're just like, I just want somebody to love, I just want somebody to pour into and be fruitful and multiply with, because there's just so much love contained within me. I want to let it flow, I want to let it create. And when you look at the creation that God did, look at yourself, baby. Look at yourself. You are a creation of God. So God is love, and God like lets his love flow. That's the thing about love. First, it must flow. It must flow. And how does it flow? So God himself introduces to us as the creator. So when there's love, where there's love, there is creation. There is beauty in the creation as well. God tells me who he is. He tells me that I am a creator. He tells me that I'm the father of all. He tells me that I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Like, God introduces himself to us so many times in the Bible. So when you're meeting somebody, introduce yourself. Who are you? And for you to know who you are, you need to know who you are. For you to introduce yourself to somebody, you need to understand who you are. Understand who you are so that when you introduce yourself, you know exactly what you bring. You know exactly what it is about you. So, who is Waruna? What is Waruna about? You know, Waruna is a creative person. Waruna loves art. Waruna loves trying new things, trying new foods. Well, it depends. It depends what it is. Waruna loves walking. Waruna loves God. Waruna loves teaching and preaching and learning about the word of God. Waruna loves learning new skills. Waruna loves sharing those new skills that she's learning. Waruna is a makeup artist. Waruna is an esthetician. Who is Waruna? Waruna is from Botswana. Is from Mahalabe. Waruna is, who is Waruna? Those you need to understand, and you need to be okay with sharing those things. I mean, not on the first date are you going to be out there saying, hey, trauma bonding, trauma dumping on somebody on like the first day, but at least know the basics of who you are so that you can share those things. For me, I love knowing about people because I can easily spot, okay, if I am to support, if I am to help this person, because as a female, you are a helper. God created you to help. So as a helper into this person, as a supporter into this person, how do I then support this person? If I know that they're a creative person, how can I support them in the creativity? You know, if I know that they love football, how can I personally, if you've dated me, you know, I will come to all the games, I will buy the kids, I will like, listen, I will find a way to support. And even with my friends, that is how I pour into my friends as well. If there's a passion that you're into, if there is a career that you're into, I'll try to fit myself. Okay, how can I support you to fulfill this desire of yours? So know who you are so that people come in knowing hore inke in. Imagine if I don't tell people right now hore, Waruna might be a pastor in 4 or 5 years. Then jiki jiki, you're dating me, you're just like, I did not get myself into this. But also, to be honest, I didn't get myself into this either. But yeah, when you know who you are, you kind of can gauge where God is taking you. When you have that relationship with God, you kind of can know where God is taking you. And you can communicate that with people so that they also know the path that you're going into, and you can gauge what, do our paths align? Know who you are and introduce yourself as that, okay? And then the other thing is, yeah, so then in that sense, bruh, this person only got to know my last name for probably a year later. a year later into the relationship. And then I got to discover so much about them as well, only in the past year as well, which is like 2 years later now. Like, okay, kante motho ke mang? Who is this person? You know? So yeah, really, you can't be out here I fell in love. Lemang, with who? With who that you don't know their history, you don't know where they're coming from, you don't know where they're going. Who do you really say you fell in love with? And then the other thing is intentionality. When God comes to you, he tells you his intentions with you. He tells you that I have chosen you. He tells you that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. He tells you that you are mine. He tells you that you are saved. He tells you that I have adopted you into my kingdomship. He tells you that you are loved. When God comes into your life, he tells you who you are to him. He tells you his intentions with him, his intentions with us. We know his intentions with us is to love us, to save us, and to have us into his kingdom, to have us into heaven. So what are the intentions of this person? What are the intentions of this person? Get to know who they are and get to know what their intentions are. When it's the other way around, who are you and what are your intentions with this person that you are trying to pursue? What are your intentions? Where do you want to place them in their lives? Can you imagine dating somebody for so long and you don't know your place in their life and you don't know where you are going with that person? Is our journey a short journey or is it a journey for forever? Are you my forever? Am I going to be your forever? I need to know where I am in your life so that when we make decisions, when I make decisions, I know where I'm standing with you. Be intentional and then be consistent. Over and over again, God is consistent with us. In his pursuit of us, he's very consistent. And yes, there are times where he's like, I might need to discipline these people because they don't really understand my love for them. But over and over again, he's very consistent. He comes back again and again, showing his love by saving the Israelites, showing his love by giving food and water to the Israelites when they were in the desert, showing his love by saving them from nations that were trying to destroy them, showing his love even after disciplining them. He comes back again and he saves them and he gives them a fresh start. Like, God is a consistent God. And when he and before Jesus, he was there by fire, by a cloud. After Jesus, and before that, there was also prophets. He spoke through prophets and priests. And then with Jesus again, Jesus is there to show like the presence of God. And when Jesus is done and he has to leave, the Holy Spirit remains to show the presence of God. God's love is his presence. And he always wants to be with us constantly, to the point where your body now is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So whenever you need God, all you just need to say is, "Dear Heavenly Father," and he's there. He's there. You can speak to him. You can communicate with him. You can pray to him. Prayer is just a conversation with God. So God is a consistent God. So first tell me who you are. Tell me what your intentions are. And your actions must match those intentions. And they must be consistent. Not inconsistent. They must be consistent. Tell me who you are. Tell me your intentions with me, and then be consistent with those actions that match those intentions. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the love of God. And the love of God, also adding on, does not change. He says, "I am the beginning and the end." He's an omnipresent, omnipotent God. He does not change with the wind. God he's constant and consistent. He does not change. If Jesus himself had to be fully man and fully God for us to relate with him and for him to understand us, and then during that process, he decided to sin as well. He himself would have needed a sinner as well. If he decided to change himself for us in order for us to be like, okay, now I fully relate with you. No, in order for him to fully love us, that wouldn't be love anymore. It's love because, yes, he was fully man. Yes, he was fully tempted in the way that we are tempted. But his love is when he allowed himself not to sin so that we can be saved by his precious blood. If now he has to change into sin, he now also needs a sinner. So the problem is that when we get into relationships with people, trying to show them that we love them is also trying to adapt into the way that they want to be loved. But God is saying, this is who I am. These are my boundaries. We know when we get into relationships, there's boundaries. We put things on the table that I need you to be loyal to me. I need you to, you know, give me a title, girlfriend me or whatever. I want to get married in the future. I want to have kids. I don't want to get into an open relationship. This needs to be very, very, very close and locked. So we put things on the table of how we want to be treated. And God did the same thing with his commandments. And when we do... when we do put boundaries in place for our relationships, it is not to restrain, constrain, or hurt people, just make rules, unnecessary rules. It is for love. Those commandments, those boundaries that you put in relationships, those are for love, and they are given out of love. It's knowing that, okay, if you cross this boundary, it shows, it communicates to me that you don't love me. And he says this in John as well, those who love me keep my commands. So if you do not follow these boundaries that I have set in place, it shows me that you don't love me. And how then do I keep pouring into you if this is how you want to relate with me? You know, so, and when you look at those boundaries, the commandments of God, actually, they're to protect us. Like, do not kill. Do not steal. How is that not protecting you? Do not obey other gods. Be loyal to me. That is to protect you from your heart getting hurt, from you having to face the consequences of hurting other people, of desiring other people's things. So everything that God has placed as a boundary for us, it is for us. It is for our protection. It is because he loves us so much. He's a jealous God. He loves us so much that he wants to protect us, and he wants to be in that relationship with us. So yeah, that's that. So what I've learned in this relationship is that I had to change myself in order for me to continue being in relation with that person. So I set aside my morals, set aside my boundaries, set aside my values, set aside my relationship, like set aside everything that I am in order for me to continue being in relationship with this person, in order for me to cater for this person, in order for me to say I am in love with this person. How then is that love? That's, it's giving something else. It's giving lust and not love. So if you get to a point where you now have to really, like, love doesn't change, but it changes you, and it changes you for the better. But if the love that you have for somebody is changing you for the worst version of you, then that's not love. Like, you ought to remain who you are in God, and you will see, naturally you will see, what doesn't align with God will just shed off. Because if it can't keep up with the boundaries that you have because of God, then is it really from God? And sometimes we mess things up that are from God because we don't remain in the character of God. We don't remain in the love of God. We don't remain in the boundaries that God has for us. So, because love changes somebody. It inspires a good change in somebody. When you remain in who you are, somebody will also wonder, how come you're not budgeting? You know, how come you're not? Like, what is it about this boundary that's so important to you? What is it about this value? And that's a teaching moment right there. So if you easily fall in, you're missing out on a teaching moment. You're missing out on an evangelistic moment. And somebody said something, I forgot who, but somebody said sometimes we're dating people we're meant to teach and inspire and evangelize to, and we think they're our partners, but they're not. You were meant to preach that gospel and not spread your legs, please. That's what you're meant to do. But I'm going to grab my Bible here, and finally we can go through 1 Corinthians 13, which speaks about love, what love is. 1 Corinthians, where are you? Okay. I'm reading in the NIV version. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4, I believe. Yes, verses 4. Love is patient. Is the person that you are currently pursuing or being pursued by, are they patient? Because love bombing is not patient. Day one, day two, break a four, pause 16, wait along. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Love bombing is not patient. Like, it rushes you into things. So love is patient. It allows you to think and to process things and to speak to God about things. Love is patient. Love is kind. And also, it's not just kind to the person that you're pursuing, it's kind to everyone. You cannot be dating somebody who is kind just to you and not their mother, because soon enough you'll be a mother and they will not be kind to you. You cannot be dating somebody who's just kind to you and not kind to other people. Out in the streets, they're just getting angry with people in line. It's like, hey, that person you're angry at could be my grandmother. That person you're not like helping out could be my cousin. So what if one day you're yelling at my grandmother and you don't know? Because when are you just kind to me and not to other people? Love is kind. It does not envy. You cannot be desiring other people's things, other people's people. So to me, I'm learning that, like, if I was desiring somebody's person out there, that's not love. That's not love. It does not boast. I mean, how do I compare this? Oh, this is really my best person out there. Like, love does not boast. It is not proud. If there is anything I despise, is a proudful pride. Is a pride prayer. Prideful prayer. Prideful prides. Hey, it's a person who has pride, okay? I can't stand pride. And pride is so easy to spot because it has no respect as well. So, love is not proud. It does not dishonor others. If you're in love with somebody, you don't dishonor them by disrespecting them in their absence. You don't dishonor your parents by showing love to this person. Love doesn't do that. Love has respect. Love has honor. There is no I in love. Love is not selfish. It is not easily angered. I've also dated somebody who was easily angered, and that's not love. Love is patient. When you're patient with somebody, you sit down and understand their perspective and bring your points kindly, without boasting, without pride, without anger. And you process things together, you communicate. It keeps no record of wrongs. When you say you forgive somebody, you don't have to bring it up all the time. Oh, remember in 2016 when you said my mother's wig was horrible? I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. So must we argue about it every year? Every year, every month, we must bring it up. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Let's go back to it does not delight in evil. Personally, when you have wronged me, I will revenge. I will revenge, and my revenge is not nice. My revenge delights in evil. My revenge keeps record of wrong. My revenge is proud. And that's one thing that God really had to, or is working through me, Jorge. Listen, you cannot delight in evil because revenge is sweet. But that's delighting in evil. That's not God's character. That's not God's way of doing things. You have to surrender everything to God and protect and be kind, you know, and not boast. So, and persevere, because that's everything of love. So yeah, that is that about love. That's that about my dating experience. And I am learning a lot, still learning a lot about myself in this season, still learning a lot of things that I need to let go, a lot of things that I did wrong, and just taking accountability of knowing that I knew what was right. I knew when to walk away. And honestly, the reason why I also bring this up in a sense of love is because when I prayed to God about this person, which every relationship I'll pray, how I function within the relationship or before the relationship, that's a different story for another day. But I did pray, because sometimes when I pray about relationships, God is just silent, like clear silent. And with this person, I prayed, I was like, God, like, I've never been involved in something like this. My heart has never desired to love somebody this much. My heart has never been in so much pain out of desiring to fully love this person, out of the pain that has been caused by loving this person. Like, yo, like, amen, God, what should I do? And when I earnestly poured my heart out to God, the answer would be love. What do you mean, love? Like, what do you mean, love? Do you see the situation? And you're telling me to love? Love what? So, yeah, I've just come to learn, Jorge. Yes, it was love, but it wasn't love in the way that I thought. It wasn't love in the sense of, okay, be in relationship with this person, whether this person has a person or they don't have a person, just be in relationship with them. Like, love didn't mean that in God. Like, love meant just be patient with myself, be kind with myself, and love in the way that be like stick to the those who love God, obey his boundaries and his commandments. So love in God's way. If I loved him God's way, I wouldn't have got myself in the trouble that I did. So God was right in the sense of love, but also in his love, and not in my way of thinking I should be doing love. So my way was just be there, cater, relationship, everything. But his way was just teach this person love, teach this person my love. And yeah, I failed at that. And that is the mission going forward, to just show love, man. Just show love and show kindness. And I also wondered, okay, God, because I would pray to God that take this love away. Like, if truly I can't be in relationship with this person, then take the love away. Like, I want to wake up one day and I don't think about this person and I don't love this person. Like, I just take it away. Take it away. But God is not a God of hate. God is a God of love. That love is there for a reason. And I was listening to a TikTok, and I think this is a relationship coach, and she said, you're wondering what to do with the love that you have for this person because you can't give it in the way that you want to give it. So give it then to yourself. And that's what I'm learning to do right now. Like, okay, this love of relationship that I have, that I want to give to this person, I need to give it to myself. I need to desire as much relationship as I want for this person as I want for myself. Like, I need to desire that for me as well. So take myself on those days and spend some time with me and sit in silence with myself and just do life with me. Just do life with me. And if I come across them, still show love, still show kindness in God's way. And yeah, that's that. If you are dealing with anything close to what I am, and I really highly encourage you to get out of it, but you can't, don't force yourself to get out of it, but force yourself to be in relationship with God. Because when you are truly honest with God, with where you're at, and you tell Him exactly T for T as you would be telling your best friend the T of the season, tell God that, okay, listen, this is where we're at right now. I don't know what path to take. I don't know what to do. And He'll teach you how to love. And He'll teach you how to love yourself. And He'll teach you how to let that love flow. Because as we said in the beginning, God's love flows. It flows. It flowed through Him. It flowed through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And it had to flow out into the world to create you and me, to create the heavens and the earth, to create everything that is beautiful. So love needs to flow. You're feeling that. You're probably feeling that pain because you want to let the love flow. So let it flow. Let it flow to you. Let it flow to your friends. Let it flow to your family. Let it flow in your relationship with God. Just love, but in God's way. And you'll see that everything that is not supposed to cling to you will just naturally shut off. Don't focus on leaving, but focus on loving. Loving God's way. God's way has principles. God's way has boundaries. God's way has commandments. Love in God's way. That is that for today's video. And if you're feeling pain, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. And honestly, no one can understand what you're feeling. Only but God. So have a relationship with God. Speak to God. Give it to God. Because if you don't, you will get into other relationships and bleed onto those people as well. Do not continue that cycle that you hopped into. Don't do that to yourself. So, yeah. Love you by loving God. He cannot love you if you don't love God. He created you. So love God. Love you. And with that being said, I love you. But God loves you so much more. We'll catch you on another one. Bye.